This is David Tessar, and we are here at MMS 2013 on Channel 9. And I am joined today by Vlad. Vlad, welcome.
Thank you, David.
Yeah, and what do you do at Microsoft for our audience out there?
Well, I'm a program manager, David, and right now I focus on System Center 2012 SP1 and Operations Manager and helping our customers manage their resources in Azure.
Okay, great. And I know that you have one session, I believe, out here, right, today?
That's right, yep.
What is that on?
Thursday morning at 8:30, we're going to essentially cover how the audience here at MMS and any IT professional can really help their company adopt Azure and really help use System Center 2012 SP1 and all of the components in System Center that you've already purchased, that you're already using for other scenarios, how to use these and apply them to the things being deployed and used in an Azure subscription.
Okay. Well, today I wanted to cover with you the SCOM part of that, where Windows Azure is the management pack, monitoring Windows Azure from SCOM. I know that we had a release of SCOM management pack for Windows Azure quite some time ago, and obviously with the increased amount of people going to Windows Azure, you know, there's a big need for improvements there to monitor their resources that are up in the cloud. What are some of the changes that are out now with this newer update?
Great question. So we're pretty excited about this update. It's right now going to be released in the next few days. So by the time you're watching this, it should be available. Right now, it is really streamlined the way that you really configure managing anything in an Azure subscription. Mm-hmm. Really takes a lot of that hard work and effort out from the early configuration and really allows an subscription to be imported, as we'll show, easily discover everything in there, and then allows you to monitor and configure not just your cloud services, but also the storage accounts that you're using, your virtual machines, and other resources like Service Bus and other pieces are also planned and mm-hmm. in the books.
Yeah, us IT guys, you know, we like to have the management and the monitoring, because you just deploy stuff up there, obviously that's where it starts, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So could we, I mean, the best way, of course, to see this in action is to take a look at it. Could you walk me through some of the new features?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, this is a System Center 2012 install, as we were talking before the show. It's actually running in Azure itself, so we'll see this Azure management pack monitoring the images that it's itself looking at. The first thing that we have in here is the ability under the administration pane, after the two management packs have been imported, you see a new node here called Windows Azure. This has greatly simplified the task at adding a new Azure to be configured, to be monitored. And I just take you through this add new subscription. I've got a GUID that I've saved here. You still need to give us the keys to the kingdom, and this is a certificate that I use. And then
Yeah, and that's just exported from the portal. So you just create a new certificate,
yep.
And then you
pop
that guy in there.
Yep. Yeah, you take the public certificate, you put it in the Azure subscription as a public management certificate, and then this is the sort of local PFX file with a password that I'm going to use.
Okay.
And as I click next here, I specify what the proxy server that I want, all of these rules that will execute and run against this Azure subscription. And I'll click DC here,
and that's the virtual machine that's up there in Windows Azure that we have currently. So it would
list all. No, this is actually, yes, you're right. It is the machine that's running Azure, but in this management group, if there are many different agents in this management group, this server here, all the servers would be listed here. So all the workflows, these ops manager things that are part of the management pack, need to run on some location, need to run on some system. Mm-hmm. So you're either going to choose an agent or a management server that's maybe not busy and have them run there. But you're right that this is also a management server that's running in an Azure subscription. So in this case, I can just choose this one. In your own environments, you may have dedicated watcher machines or dedicated systems that are connected to be able to communicate to Azure, that maybe have mm-hmm. the right firewalls or ports open. You'll want to choose that subscription. And when I click Add Subscription, it also asks me if it's okay for this Run As account to be distributed to this particular machine that I selected where these rules run, and I'll select Yes. And this right here, this error that you're getting right here, will save you more time than you believe. In the configuration of the previous management pack, it was really hard to even get to this point. But just through a simple wizard, you've realized that we validated that the certificate I added actually isn't valid. I got a forbidden error right here from the subscription. Mm-hmm. So this is a big improvement over the current management pack, yep. where you really get that instant feedback in the wizard. So I've already added the subscriptions that I wanted to add, but I wanted to show you how the import sequence is much streamlined and has that validation up front. The two subscriptions I've added are the two subscriptions that I added a few days ago. So we've already had operations managers already had the time to discover all the things in the subscriptions. These did successfully update. I did use the right certificate there. And if I switch over to the monitoring pane, under the Windows Azure, inventory, you'll see all the different cloud services that I've discovered. I'm only monitoring one. You'll see all the discovered storage pieces that I'm monitoring and all the discovered virtual machines. So before, you had to do a number of complicated steps around configuring the storage account through different run-as accounts where one had a key, one had a different password in it. And you really didn't know without looking at the event log or the data coming through what the actual problem is. Yeah.
Is it pulling everything? So really, after you add that subscription, that polling interval is just going to get all of that information for you automatically.
That's right.
And what is that interval set to? By, do you know where that's at, or can that be configurable?
Yeah, right now it's configured through an override. I think by default it'll be around 3,600 seconds, something around that by default. Just like typical demo environments, I restarted the health service after importing the management pack, after adding the subscription to sort of just get those things to be discovered a little quicker than I was wanting to. I was sort of sitting there looking at it. Those can be overridden for that initial sequence. Maybe you want it to run quickly, sort of later, depending on how quickly things are changing in different subscriptions. Mm-hmm. You can tune essentially what you want that.
The beautiful part too is because you're using System Center Operations Manager. Hey, you're already used to that. You're probably managing or monitoring your existing servers. This is just an extension of that, and you can monitor everything in one place. Very cool. So, of course, though, discovering resources, that only does so much, right? So it looks like you've got something here on what do you do after you've discovered all the resources.
Okay. So here's the Windows Azure template, and I'm going to name a new one. So I'll call it our YMMS demo.
Okay. So what you're doing is going out and doing a monitoring of the resources that are there, right?
Yep. Now we've seen all the things that have been undiscovered. Now I'm going to create a new management pack, and this is going to define the things that I actually want to monitor and how to monitor. So I always like creating a new management pack so that if I ever want to change things or move things around, it's pretty easy to have it all encapsulated in one management pack. Here I do choose which subscription ID I want to target. And in this subscription drop-down box, you'll see the two subscriptions that I've added. So I'm going to choose this
Windows Azure subscription there. Yep.
This Windows Azure one, and click Next. And now I essentially get to add cloud services, virtual machines, and storage accounts. If I click Add, and I click Search, you see the same cloud services that you saw on the first screen. I was already monitoring Dinner Now one tap that we'll show in a second. Now I'll pick one of these Tailspin. I'll pick a Tailspin prod production slot. Click OK. I can go to Next. I can click Add. These are all the virtual machines that are discovered in this management pack. I can choose the SQL machine and click OK. Click Next. And I can also choose the different storage accounts that are discovered in the subscription. I'll grab this storage account and I'll click OK. Click Next. And that's it. Now this will actually convert those from being unmonitored to monitored. So rules will start applying. Performance data will start being collected, and alerts will start being created against these machines. And you can configure those alerts to be configured to be sent to the owners of these cloud services or virtual machines.
Okay. Yeah. So we've added the subscription. It automatically went sent out there and discovered all the resources.
Yep.
We've then added a management pack to then go in and say, hey, these are the collection of resources that I'm going to monitor.
That's
right. So I could see how that would be useful for somebody who has a specific, let's say, app in Windows Azure with a number of storage accounts, VMs, and whatever, assign that perhaps to whatever that logical unit is for yourself.
That's right.
Now we're monitoring it. Now what? We get lots of input. Yep. What happens after that?
Yeah, I mean, now this is really sort of the infrastructure is in place. Now really two things happen. You really need to make sure you work with the owners of these cloud services, virtual machines, and storage accounts, right? The value of your infrastructure they're deploying in this monitoring logic isn't really for our own benefit, right? It's not,
right.
It maybe makes you and I feel better, but it's really about the user who's consuming this data.
Right.
Is it making their jobs easier? Is it finding problems that they don't know about? And that's really what we really like to see you working with those groups, with those teams to really help that data. And I'll show you some of the data that you've discovered. So if I look at one of these cloud services, we can see that my DinnerNow tap one at a site that I was previously configured to monitor. Remember, we just flipped the tailspin prod. That'll go from unmonitored to monitored in just a little bit. In this view, I see that it's in a critical state. I can look at the Health Explorer and actually find out why it is in a critical state. What's the state problem? What is the issue? What is the knowledge? What is the alert that's associated to it? When it's changed state? This is the information that the owner of the service wants. Mm-hmm. Typically, this is where we see the operations manager, administrator, the system center administrator really kind of sitting back and sort of just letting the teams look at this data, understand what it is, and then really making sure that they work with them to understand, is it valuable? Should it be read? Is this condition just fine? And if it is, how could it be overridden in a way that helps the user understand that? Now, if I look and I go back to the alerts, I see active alerts against this machine. I see that the health service certificate's going to expire soon. Well, I know back in Redmond, I own around 150 different Azure subscriptions, where a lot of our dev test subscriptions that we're using internally for the development of our own applications. This issue itself just caused downtime in one of my services last week. If we were using this new management pack, we'd be able to discover these problems and avoid that issue where the developer doesn't learn about a certificate expiring until it's too late. So these are just some of the things that you can look at. If I drill in, I can look at all of my Azure roles that I've discovered that I'm monitoring. You can see that the three roles of my DinnerNow service are in a healthy state. That's because they're associated with that DinnerNow cloud service. I can change the number of roles or the change number of instances of those Azure roles right down from here. I can view the number of instances. And the big thing that we've added that we think is going to make our operations manager administrators, our system center administrators, really earn their value as they help our Azure, as they help their teams using Azure, is this new topology view. In this topology view, we discover all the components, all the associations for those things in Azure. As we've developed in our own services for a while, lots of different services that have intercommunicated, had lots of dependencies that we didn't even know about until we started looking at it through this topology view. In this view, I can see all the different components that are discovered. I can start associating it and filtering it just by a particular subscription. And I can see a few different subscriptions there. And you can see that there's a connection here that maybe our developers didn't know about that they didn't see. So those are just some of the things that we're doing on our cloud, helping our administrators monitor things in Azure.
Yes, very, very cool stuff. I could see how the topology would be really useful for folks to discover, not just have a list, but see how all the parts are connected with applications. And then I saw that there's some health status indicators on there too.
Yeah.
One of the other things that we haven't really touched on, but I know you're getting into a little bit in your session, is just the interconnectivity between all these parts too, right? I mean, so SCOM, I know we saw like in the keynote how it can connect to, like, let's say Orchestrator and some runbooks to start firing off some interesting tasks too.
Yep.
Based on that monitoring data, right?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. This is just really one deep dive into how System Center can help you with Azure. My session on Thursday to talk about it a little bit more. We'll talk about what you can do from Service Manager, what you can do a little bit from the Global Service Monitor. I know you have another interview on mm-hmm. that. And also Orchestrator.
Yep.
Orchestrator is where you can really enable really, really custom scenarios to your wildest dreams.
And maybe even fire off some scream tests for Windows Azure, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, there is a scream test. We've heard from working with our different operational friends at Microsoft that there's a sort of scream test that used to exist back in the data center when people didn't understand if a particular physical box was used or wasn't used. They would simply unplug it from the network and wait for someone to scream. And that's how they successfully deprovisioned machines that were there that clearly weren't needed anymore. And as I took over some of these Azure subscriptions that we're using, it was very clear that there was no equivalent sort of Azure scream test. And yeah. And I learned kind of painfully the first time when I deleted something, only to find that it was actually a very important demo that was going to be presented to one of our to our actual president the next weekend.
That's and not a good one.
Yeah, I was on the phone call with Azure support pretty quickly. So through that, we developed some sort of what's the equivalent of an Azure scream test. How do you sort of safely pause things, change keys in a way to let someone scream, where you can just quickly enable that data back and give them back their that scenarios, and helping you optimize it so you're not spending money where you shouldn't be.
Okay, thanks very much, Vlad, for your time. And for those of you in the audience, check out Vlad's session. Also, download the Azure Management Pack when it comes out. We'll have the post to that in the blog post of this video. And till next time.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep.